Well, it's always nice to welcome our next guest on Robinhood Radio. He is the Chief Administrator for Noble Horizons, and that is William Pond. Bill, nice to speak to you again today.
Well, good morning. Nice to speak with you as well, Marshall.
So we're going through your anniversary. We're in wintertime, which hasn't seemed like winter, heading towards spring. What's some of the latest updates we get from what's going on at Noble Horizons?
Well, thank you. You're right. It does not feel like winter this year. I'm knocking on wood because not being a big winter fan, I'm okay with the event so far. But you know, Noble is, like everyone else, just continuing to forge ahead and trying to, you know, maintain the programs and the reputation that's become, you know, Noble's been so famous for over the years. We continue with our programming in our 51st year now. We have a few things scheduled, some of which have a flavor of spring, and that's a good thing.
Now, we had,
go ahead.
No, go on.
No, I'm sorry. Some of the things that we've always continued are, you know, our speakers and our programs internally, and reaching out to the community, inviting people in. A couple of things coming up through the middle of February and beyond. The 10th and the 24th of February, we continue with our dance program. Information on that is available on our website, Marshall. And on the 19th, we have Hotchkiss is performs its Oscar Wilde Winter Theater production at Noble Horizons. We're working on this, and that's just a couple of weeks away. As you are aware, the community is aware, we have a number of art shows throughout the course of the year. And as of March 3rd, we have another opening. We're calling it Anticipating Spring. Art opening reception for four Noble artists. We're looking forward to their presentation. Four individuals that have been associated with Noble for quite some time. We're looking forward to a 4 p.m. opening on that. And that'll close on March 26th. Keith Moon is back towards the end of March, right through May 3rd, March 22 to May 3rd, Keith Moon's Russian course. And that'll in the very near future be uploaded to the website as well. So, you know, we are looking forward to moving beyond the season and kind of welcoming spring in typical fashion.
Now, you know, when we talk about Noble Horizons, and what you've just listed off is a prime example of how, and this is where Noble Horizons has excelled from the very beginning, and I think was one of the first senior centers to do this, actively inviting the public in to events that go on there. And that means the people who live solely at Noble Horizons do not feel excluded from the community at all. As a matter of fact, I feel that it's one of the most inclusive programs I've seen anywhere.
Well, thank you. You know, we try to maintain that holistic approach. There really is so much more than just the nursing care that's provided, and there's so much more than just the rehabilitation that's provided. It's really an all-inclusive approach to healthcare, to wellness, and with the community's involvement, giving people in the community opportunity to come on campus and experience that, I think really is a special thing.
You know, and the programs that you offer for your residents, like your programs for rehabilitation, are also offered out on an as-needed basis if people need rehabilitation, whether it's physical, whatever. You've got other programs like that are wide open to the community as well.
Well, in specifically, our balance class is well received. We have a number of people from the community that come in, take advantage of that, that we hold right in our community room, overseen by our therapy staff. And Opportunity to use our exercise room. Individuals from the public have accessed certainly over the years. You're right, and it's important to keep the wellness aspect in mind. And if you know, as we all continue to age, I think it's important to be educated on the process of wellness. It is as much a process of staying healthy as it is trying to recover from an unforeseen injury or medical episode. So that balance is truly important. And I think our group here does a pretty good job of maintaining that.
Now, one final question, Bill, and that is, how is the state now handling dealing with places like Noble Horizons financially and everything like that? Are you getting more response from the state?
Well, at this point in time, all of the financial incentives and support that existed through the challenging part of the early stages of COVID have since been relieved. So we do not have that access at this point. Certainly, there continue to be some challenges as it pertains to the consistency of staffing. That's not unique to us. And it's not unique to this industry. But I think on a regular basis, daily basis, if you will, are always looking to maintain that fine balance of being able to provide the appropriate care to those who entrust their loved ones to us in a way that is consistent with the expectations of the past and from the past. And I think that's our challenge. The state does not necessarily assist in that process. It's really on behalf of Noble Horizons to ensure that we're doing two things. We stay certainly viable in terms of the programs that we offer and people that come to us to experience the recovery needs are ensured that our staff and our expertise is unwavered. It's the same as it has always been. And that's the day-to-day goal now that's really taken center stage.
Well, once again, thanks for all that you do at Noble Horizons for the community and your incredible staff and the various options you have at Noble Horizons. Really makes being a senior citizen or a person that needs some physical therapy very lucky to have Noble Horizons so close right here to home.
Well, I appreciate those words. We take this certainly very seriously, and it's very nice to hear that response. Thanks so much.